Friday Morning with the Musers. It's Good Friday. It's Easter weekend. So let's open the studio door and welcome in the generic youth minister.
Musers.
How you doing?
Hey, happy Easter weekend, you guys.
Yes, good Same Friday.
Great. This is the big one, you know. This is the big holiday, you know, outside of Christmas, of course. Mm-hmm. This is number two on my list. Yeah. You know, it's hard to rank them.
Sure.
It's hard to rank the two holidays, but I know, Craig, you're just a maintenance Christian, only going to church Easter and Christmas, but we want to get you in for Easter service. So I just wanted to come by and personally invite you guys to our Easter Sunday service.
Sure. Okay, maybe so.
It's going to be a real cool and hip service. And Craig, you'll like this. We got a former member of the band Candlebox.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be there.
I know those who
They're going to come out, and he's going to do like a few acoustic songs on a low-end Taylor. You know, probably like a Taylor 110 with a Dean Markley sound hole pickup, you know.
Okay.
Kind of run straight into an old Peavy Bandit, you know, sounding real trebly. But anyway, he's going to be out there doing a few songs, and George, you could get up and do a reading from like the Bible or something.
Yeah, that would make sense, I guess.
Something like that. And then I'm going to be delivering the big sermon in the contemporary service.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah, this is huge for me, you know. So I'm going to deliver a really, you know, like cool and like crunk sermon, you know, and a really good message about Christ, you know, and about what all happened on Easter weekend and for him, you know, because his Easter weekend
wasn't that great at first,
but it ended big, but it didn't start off very good. And so I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be dressed real cool and everything because, hey, there ain't nothing cringe about Christ.
I'll tell you that.
So I'm going to be wearing like a nude colored headset mic that doesn't interfere with my skinny jeans or my spiky bed hair. That's going to look good. I even have a brand new hip chain wallet that I'm going to be wearing up there as I prowl the stage, into people's faces and talking real powerful and everything. I'm going to look real cool for the Lord. What's that? You're asking me something just then. Go ahead, ask it. What were you saying?
I said you sound kind of like a character on the Righteous Gemstones.
Do not get me started on that program. Get me started on that program. I watched that because I thought it was going to be a religious show. You know, I was like, oh, this is great. You know, about a family who's, you know, teaching about the Lord. But I tuned in and the language.
I know.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. The language in that was so rough.
Yeah.
I tell you, I made it into about season three. I had to turn it off.
That's a long way.
I know. Just horrible. Horrible. So I don't recommend anybody watch that Righteous Gemstones.
Okay.
I mean, you need to get away from that and everything. And there was like a whole weird storyline about like Kelvin or something, you know what I'm saying? The youngest one.
Yeah.
Like that guy he was friends with, I don't know. There was just something weird about that whole relationship they had, because something about it seemed kind of satanic or something.
He was a finalist for Top Christ Man Follower of the Year.
He was, and I have been nominated for that before.
I thought you had.
What are they, stealing stuff from my life? What's going on? And hey, we need volunteers. I'm going to sign you guys up for this to feel the eggs for the kids' Easter egg hunt that we're doing this weekend. Right. You know, we just need you to get there, you know, I don't know, about 45 minutes early and everything. You just get you to fill the plastic eggs with like Reese pieces and Jelly Bellies.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe put some Twizzler in there, or maybe some Milk Duds.
Sure.
They might melt.
We can do any of that.
Something. So I'll sign y'all up for that. Y'all, right. You know, because last year we had to get rid of our volunteer from last year. They ran the egg hunt. Oh, they were hiding eggs in the most unsafe locations. They had a kid fall off a cliff down into a creek. And then we also had another kid that fell into a well.
Oh, my God.
I know. And they took them forever to chase down all the people. They had to reunite Baby Jessica's team, you know, to come down there and save them. It was like a 36-hour rescue and everything.
They're the only people that can do that.
That kid had, like, trauma and everything. All this week and last week, we've been having the Passion Play, and you guys have not been at one of the performances of the Easter Passion Play that we've been doing. Mm. We had to get a new Jesus right now.
Why?
In this one. Well, the original Jesus that we had this year, ended up, he ran off with the woman who was playing his mother,
which
is like 12 different kinds of wrong, if you ask me. But this year, I'm playing Doubting Thomas.
Oh, you
this
are?
Year. Yeah, so I have to put my finger in the wound and Jesus' side and stuff. And we got some special effects guy this year. He's using really realistic effects. It's weird.
I don't know.
To stick my fingers in warm apple pie or something.
Oh, okay.
It kind of feels good, but I don't know. But anyway, but the Jesus that we got to replace the one that ran off with Mary, his mother, he didn't have time to learn his lines or anything because he's only been doing it for the past few nights, you know, and everything. So mm-hmm. we tell him, you know, hey, that's okay. He says it's okay because it's come from an improv background.
Uh-huh.
He was in like that 4-day weekend with David Wilk and Oliver Tull and some of those guys
okay,
over there and everything. Anyways, he did an okay job because he had the long hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But last few nights, Easter play went way off the rails.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, last night, he was asking people from the audience for prompts.
Yeah.
And he improvised a whole scene on the cross pretending he was a proctologist from Cleveland who had to tell his wife he just bought a really expensive sports car without telling her.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not appropriate at all.
Improv stuff.
Yeah.
It's just weird and everything. But I want you guys to come on out. Tonight's the last performance that we're doing at the Passion
okay.
Play.
Okay.
And then, of course, Easter service.
Sunday.
I got Craig, you're running the kids' Easter egg hunt.
I should be
George,
there.
George, you're reading a passage from like the Bible.
Okay. The contemporary
right?
service
in
is
the
early,
contemporary
right?
service, yes. That's yeah, okay. the, no, that's the later
oh,
one.
Oh, it's the later one
yeah,
now. Now we go
you
late.
You can't get
yeah.
young
yeah.
kids to wake up early. Enough for the traditional
right.
service. So anyway, you guys, you're signed up. You're going.
Okay.
We'll probably
okay.
there.
All
maybe.
Right.
Probably
Happy
see
Easter,
you. Okay. Bye bye.
There he goes, the generic youth minister on Easter weekend.